Well, even though Park City residents pledged $3 million towards the purchase of a conservation easement on what's known as Snow Ranch Pastures, it's still not enough. In the studio with an update, I have the on the phone with me, I have the director of Utah Open Lands, and in the studio with me, I have Park City resident Sally Elliott. Good morning.
Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Leslie.
Hi, Wendy. So, Wendy, how much do we need to acquire the conservation easement still?
Well, I think it's important to do the numbers on things like this. So the conservation easement was valued through a qualified appraisal at $16 million. The family is donating 63% of that. So we've always known that we would have to raise $6 million. The bond has put in the $3 million, as you mentioned, and then there was $3 million left. And of that, Utah Open Lands has raised $1.5 million. So we have $1.5 million left to go.
And by when? When does that have to be raised?
Well, we originally had until December 15th, but we worked with the family over Thanksgiving and then in the weeks after that to gain an extension. And both sides of the Armstrong family have given us an extension until March 31st of 2019.
Okay. And then that's that?
Yes, yeah. That would be that. Yes.
All right. I mean, because I think that this is something that the family wants to see protected, but at the same time, they want to move on, or?
I think that both sides of the family are very interested in seeing this happen. I think the concern that I've heard voiced is, you know, how long do you wait to see it happen? And is there just not the support there? You know, my hope has always been that if we get close to a number, they'll give us a little bit extra time, and I really feel that because we had gotten to about 1.6 when I sat down and met with them, and then we got another 100,000 after that, that, you know, that was really encouraging for them. I think that, you know, they definitely want to see it protected, but they also need to be able to get some funds out of this, which is not uncommon for landowning families.
So of that $1.5 million that Utah Open Lands has raised, I mean, where's that come from? Summit County?
Well, actually, out of the $1.5 million that Utah Open Lands has raised, about $1.1 to $1.2 million has come from foundations. In fact, we got a substantial matching fund from the Alternative Visions Fund out of the Chicago Community Foundation. So Utah Open Lands has been doing a lot to get money from really outside of the community, in part because we know that this has been a heavy lift for voters and for the Park City and the Summit County community in terms of supporting these open space efforts. Yeah. But it is going to take all hands on deck to get this done. What we're encouraged by, and one of the things that we talked with the family about, is that, you know, starting the first of the year, we have the opportunity to apply to additional foundations that we may have been outside of their typical funding regime. And so that we find encouraging. But the other thing that we know from the work that we did in fundraising for Bonanza Flat is that the more individual support you have, the more donors are, you know, foundations are willing to step up to the plate. And that, we think, is really critical for us now going into next year.
Yeah. So, Sally, as someone, as a city resident, someone who is already paying taxes towards the $3 million that will be going to this, in addition to the $64 million to purchase Treasure Hill, I mean, why should somebody here in the city limits contribute? I mean, haven't we done our fair share?
Well, we've done a lot. And though, of course, George and I are not rich, we've already given $200 to the effort, which is quite a bit for us. But we're encouraging everybody. If you can send a donation of $5 in, it will be very, very helpful to Wendy in proving that this community of actually 5,500 permanent residents is really serious about preserving our beautiful open space and saving a place for animals, wild animals, to come and live. We love the elk, we love the moose, we love the deer, we love the sandhill cranes, and this open land has given us an opportunity to shelter our wildlife, and it's given us great opportunities for outdoor recreation. So if you're like us and don't have a whole lot of money, send what you can, because it will be very, very much appreciated, and it will be recognized by larger foundations.
Yeah. So, Wendy, how many acres are we talking about here?
So the total Armstrong Pastures is 20 acres. And it's really, you know, the thing I think a lot of people don't realize is it is zoned one-third acre development. So that means you can have 3 units per acre on this. There's a small portion that is in the county, but that means that there could be 48 homes here. And I think that as you think about making contribution, one of the things that we all know is that open space is actually an economic driver. To have a unique heirloom property like this, protected in perpetuity, really in a central part in Park City city limits, is amazing. And it's something that will pay big dividends, I know from the 28 years I've been doing this, to the community into the future. Because as we always used to say, if you're leaving a subdivision to drive to a subdivision, it doesn't have the same mountain resort character. And that's one of the reasons we preserve open space as well as the reasons that Sally cited.
Yeah. If the conservation easement is acquired, would there be any public access onto the property?
Yes. We have contemplated a trail access. And then in addition to that, the city is going to receive 5 acres in fee. So the conservation easement will go over the entire property, but then the family is donating the underlying fee of 5 acres to the city, which is adjacent to city-owned land.
Okay. I mean, would we be able to have cross-country ski trails expanded there, or?
Well, at this point right now, we're still working through what that looks like, but the family is dedicated to providing that access.
Okay. So if somebody's interested in hearing this and would like to make a contribution, how do they do it?
They can go to Utah Open Lands website, so that's utahopenlands.org, and the first thing that pops up is Armstrong Snow Ranch Pastures, and you can click the donate button.
Okay. Sally, anything else you wanted to add?
Well, Wendy, you've talked about heirloom property, and it made me remember what a valuable resource this has always been to Park City since 1878, when the first family, the Jobes, moved there. Then the Sullivans bought it, and Jerry Hanley grew up there as a grandson of the Sullivans. And then after that, Andrew Hurley bought it and built the biggest barn in Utah as a vanity project. But he installed a fabulous Guernsey herd there for milking. The next people were the Snows, and their grandchildren, the Armstrongs, now own the property. It's just always been a fabulous jewel of agriculture within our county.
Okay. Sally, Wendy, happy holidays. Thank you.
And to
happy
you.
Holidays to you.
Bye-bye.
KPCW News time now, 8:40. You're listening to the Local News Hour on KPCW.